know, but what about the Cox Plate on grand final day? Well, that's what's happening this Saturday as well at Moonee Valley. Of course, all the action for the 100th edition of the Cox Plate you can catch on RSN 927. The spring ticket will be a feature dedicated coverage of what's happening at Moonee Valley. And you can watch Michael Rod go around on Master of Wine and the Big One. He's been good enough to join us. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Great to have you with us, buddy. How did this ride come about? Because it sort of just popped up out of nowhere, didn't it?
Yeah, well, he ran in the Caulfield Cup last week, and the owners had the choice of either waiting another week, maybe looking at the Melbourne Cup, or putting him in the Cox Plate, and they decided to put him in the Cox Plate, and he got in the field, which is fantastic, and I'm lucky enough to pick up the ride.
So have you worked him at track work? Have you done much with Master of Wine at all, or is this just a call out of the blue?
No, I've ridden him on two occasions. I rode him first up in the McIvy Diva, and he finished fourth just behind Fierce Impact and Russian Camelot. And then I rode him the next start in the Turnbull, where he was beaten by Very Elegant. So he's got some good form lines. You just have to forget his Caulfield Cup run. He just went too keen up on the speed. I didn't ride him that day, but you could see that he was being very strong for Craig Williams. So yeah, it's a great result that he's ended up in the plate.
Yeah, and listening to Wayne Hawks yesterday on RSN Central with Gareth Hall, Wayne's quite keen that Master of Wine will go well on Saturday. I'm interested, Michael, how does it happen? Do you have to get on the front foot, or your manager get on the front foot and say, hey, I'm available if required, or do you just get the phone call out of the blue? How does it all happen behind the scenes for you to get on at the last minute?
Well, when we heard that he was going to be nominated, that's when we got on the front foot, and my manager phoned Wayne, and I spoke to the owner, Rupert Lee, to say that, I'm keen to try and hold on to the ride. And obviously, because I've had experience on the horse previously, and he's got a few little quirks that you need to know, though. I think that put me in front of a few others that I've had experience with him.
And so, Michael, remember we talked to you not long after you returned from overseas, and you're talking about having to sort of do your hard yards to get everyone to remember how good you are as a jockey, and you'd go wherever you needed to go to get the rides. Is it getting better again now? Is it getting easier now to get on the good horses?
It's never easy to get on the good horses. I've found that I'm picking up more rides now since I've been back, but it's hard to pick up rides still in these big Group 1 races. You just got to keep working and show that you're riding well, and then that obviously helps you pick up some more rides.
Is it those relationships too, Michael, that you have to work really hard at? Because I'm assuming you're away in Singapore for 5 years, that would be something that you would have to build up to get those opportunities.
Yeah, definitely. Look, I had to come back. I came back to Victoria, and I've pretty much started again at the bottom, because there's already jockeys here that are riding for these owners, trainers. They've already got their rides set up because they've been with them for years. So I've lost all those contacts, and I've had to start again. So, yeah, I've been doing the hard yards, heading out to the bush, riding a lot of horses out that way. I've never really driven that many kilometres before in my life, so it's been very busy, but it's well worth it. But that's the racing industry. You've got to continually prove yourself and show that you're up to the standard.
So do you feel you are? I mean, we're talking about someone like yourself that's won a Cox Plate, won a Derby. I mean, you've won a lot of big races, and were one of the superstars of the sport here in Victoria a decade ago. Do you feel you're just as good a rider, and you just need the opportunities, or is it taken a while to adjust to back to Victorian style of racing? How would you describe your form at the moment?
Yeah, look, I was away for 5 years and riding up in Singapore, which is a bit of a different sort of racing pattern to here in Victoria, and probably not as competitive rider-wise. So when I came back, it did take a little bit of adjusting just to learn to sort of familiarise myself with the horses and the new riders. There's such a good deep pool of jockeys here. It's probably tougher here in Victoria than it would be in a place like Hong Kong, where they get the best of the best from all over the world. We've got so many good riders here at the moment that are actually at the peak of their powers. So you saw Mark Zara on the weekend win the Caulfield Cup. Ben Mellum rode three winners there. Then you've obviously got Damien Oliver and Craig Williams. So it's a really deep pool of riders. So it did take me a bit to adjust, but now I just need the opportunities. I feel I'm riding as good as ever, and I'm really enjoying myself.
What's it like from the personal side of things, Michael? Because I think your family's still up in Queensland. Is that right? What's it been like through this period of time, and you know, managing what's happening down here in Victoria?
Yeah, that's been the toughest one to adjust to. I've got two daughters, Lila, who's almost five, and Chloe, who turned one on the 5th of November. So it's been hard not being with them, especially now. It's a fun period where they're, you know, my daughter's really come out of her shell, and she's changed so much since I've seen her. I haven't seen them since March. So there's a lot of FaceTime, and that's definitely been the hardest one to adjust to. But look, there's a lot of people out there doing it just as tough, and you know, it's certainly not normal circumstances at the moment. So I'm just hoping when things get eased here in Melbourne that I can bring them down here.
Absolutely, yeah, that'd be tough. We've spoken to a lot of athletes this year about the challenges of not being around family throughout this unusual year of the world, let alone of sports. So that's a real challenge. And on Saturday, speaking of challenges, not too many bigger than a Cox Plate. You've obviously done it before, Michael, 12 years ago on Maldivians, a while ago now, but the pressure of a Cox Plate, you talk about Singapore before. Is there anything like a Cox Plate over in Singapore in terms of the pressure of the race?
Not really in Singapore, but when you're riding a good horse up there or a horse that's in the market, you're expected to win. Up in Asia, they're very big gamblers, and you know, if you're sent out on a favourite or the stable like the horse you're riding, you're expected to win. So it's a different pressure up there. But you know, like you said, I've won a Caulfield Cup, and I've been placed in it a few times. I've ridden in plenty of them, so I know what's to expect. It's going to be a bit different on Saturday because there's no crowd there, and you sort of draw from that. So it's going to be quite eerie to be running it without a crowd around you. So that definitely takes away from it. But drawing barrier one on Master Vine definitely makes my job easier.
So do you have to sing horses yourself when you go out to the mounting yard?
Yeah, so all the jockeys are going to go and line up and sing it together. I think Darryl Braithwaite might be there. I'm not sure if he's got an exemption, but he might be there still singing it, which is something that we've all gotten used to.
We've just had that confirmed, actually. That's spot on. He has they've confirmed that this morning, Channel 7, that Darryl will be there at the Cox Plate, which is most unusual. But are you a chance? Are you pretty confident, or are you a bit wary of a crack field, of course, in a Cox Plate?
Yeah, it's a really good field they've put together. He's got a great chance because he's, like I said earlier, he has form around Fierce Impact, around Russian Camelot, and obviously Very Elegant, who won the Caulfield Cup. And drawing barrier one's going to make things a lot better for him. He can just sort of tag the speed. He does hit a bit of a flat spot, so hopefully it's not too much of a sit and sprint, but he'll be very strong late. And like I said, from barrier one, he'll be saving all the ground, and hopefully we can get through late.
Well, it's going to be great fun to watch you in action in those very famous colours, Whitey.
Yeah, I've just got one final one, quickly for Michael. What do you think Damien will do from the wide gate, Michael? Do you think he'll push forward or ride for a bit of luck, or what do you think he'll do from there?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think everyone's going to be wondering what he can do from out there. It's it just depends on the pace with this horse. Look, he's still doing a bit wrong, Russian Camelot, and he can get quite keen on the bridle, so I would imagine if they're going along at a good gallop, then he'll probably come back to midfield somewhere and get some cover. But if they're walking, then he'll probably have to roll on. So, like I said, he's still doing a bit wrong. He's going to be a very good horse in time, but at the moment he's not helping himself with his racing manners.
Yeah, and now we need a winner. What have you got for us over the next few days?
He's got two today.
No, it doesn't have to necessarily be Saturday. It might be today, Geelong Cup Day. We need something.
No. What about just Master of Vine each way?
There you go. That'll
All right. Well, it's good odds. So I'm happy with that.
That's a good push. We'll take it. We wish you the best of luck. Looking forward to seeing you in action and singing a really rousing rendition of Horses on Saturday, Michael. Appreciate your time.
Pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Good stuff. Michael Rodd, 33 Group 1s in his career. He's got Master of Vine out of the inside gate for the Hawks camp on Saturday in the 100th edition of the WS Cox Plate. Darryl has been confirmed Now, backflip by the government, an announcement of the owners were able to be there on Saturday. Late night change of mind from the government last night, which I think was a much better outcome for the government. Might not have read the room as correctly as they thought they might have with the initial decision there. So no owners, Whitey and Sherelle, on Saturday now.
I think the intention was right. I think it just, yeah, I think it was more from a holistic view of Melbourne and Victoria with what they're going through, that there may have been a priority on other things first.
No, I know the pubs are closed.
The intention was right.
I know the pubs are closed, Sherelle, but it doesn't pass the test. And that's why
the pub test.
Well, that's why it needed to be altered.
Yeah, Brian Kruger will be on with Michael this morning on Racing Pulse, the chairman of RVL. So I'm sure all those questions will be thrown at Brian this morning with Michael.
Looking forward to it. The sentiment's fine. The mechanism, not outstanding. But the right decision, the right outcome's made in the end, I think. We'll get to